Well, Paul Goldsmith starts today in his new role as Minister of Media and Communications. His predecessor, Melissa Lee, was unexpectedly relieved of the portfolio amid a perception she was unable to address the media's acute problems in New Zealand. But is Paul Goldsmith destined to do any better in a role that has been devilishly hard, not only for Melissa Lee, but any number of previous ministers in the Labor government too? Joining us with his industry take is veteran journalist and newsroom co-editor Mark Jennings. Kia ora, good morning, Mark.
Yeah, kia ora, Ingrid. Thank you.
Right, so you would have heard Paul Goldsmith on the program earlier, I assume, talking about taking over the new role. He did talk about levelling the playing field, but what are your expectations in terms of how he will perform, what he will bring to the role?
Well, I actually didn't hear Paul, but we, as an industry, are hoping that he can bring a much more acute focus to the role. Lee just didn't seem to be interested and didn't seem to want to discuss the issues, certainly not publicly anyway.
Do you think privately so she Goldsmith, had ideas?
I don't know. She probably did, but she was clearly having trouble getting those in front of Cabinet in a coherent way. So I think with Goldsmith, though, he obviously has a lot of experience behind him, clearly the respect of his Cabinet colleagues and Luxon. So he's got to be a better bet in that sense.
Just looking at Melissa Lee and her performance there, the Prime Minister was talking about the portfolio becoming complex and becoming more complex more quickly than anticipated, and so it sort of overtook the Minister. Do you accept that explanation?
Look, the portfolio is complex. The media is in trouble on a whole number of fronts. And if you look at the problems in the industry, they are different for print, they are different for free-to-air television, they are different for radio, and they're different for digital sites like ours, Newsroom and the Spinoff, etc. So it is quite hard to come up with a solution that can work across all of those sections of the media.
Mm.
So I think it is complex. Luxon is correct. But no, I think clearly she underperformed. She wasn't bringing the focus that he wanted to this. And he dumped her. And it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Mm. So what levers are available then to Paul Goldsmith?
Well, that's a really good question, because I'm already hearing Luxon saying that there aren't many levers available. And that's worrying. It's suggesting that, you know, they may not be able to do much. Well, I think that's just not true. I think there are a lot of levers available to them. It's whether they're prepared to pull on them, I think, is the key question. I mean, if you look overseas, lots of countries support the media, even to the point of, in terms of newspapers and magazines, and we've had a very good magazine go down over the weekend even, so it shows you how much trouble is happening here. But they subsidise the post of these magazines and papers, and that is a direct way of helping that section of the industry. In terms of free-to-air television, they need to set a date for the switch-off of what we call DTT. That's the traditional transmission that goes through all the towers and masts throughout New Zealand, and it needs to move to internet delivery, and that'll save millions and millions for the free-to-air industry. But the big thing is we need a levy on the global platforms, because they are taking 90% of the digital advertising dollars.
Mm.
That makes media in this country unsustainable. So that's a lever that has to be pulled, but is Luxon and this government and the makeup of this government going to pull that lever? If they don't, we're going to see a continual decline and a continual drain of journalists out of the media landscape. And we've already lost 60% or more of journalists since 2006.
Mm. Do you think, just finally, is a TVNZ-RNZ merger back on the table?
Look, I I doubt it, and I don't think it should be. We actually need more diversity, more new services in this country, not less, and not one monolithic one, that's for sure.
Thank you for your time. As always, that is Mark Jennings, veteran journalist and newsroom co-editor.